Day 323, or November the 19th. Eat, drink, and be merry? Our thoughts today are from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. You were bought at a price, therefore honour God with your bodies. And now the big picture surrounding this verse. Paul tells the Corinthian believers to be careful how they relate to unbelievers. In that cesspit of a place where immorality was the norm, that was some challenge from Paul. It's becoming more of a challenge for us in the 21st century too. Having spoken about relationships in general, Paul then goes on into some detail as he explains what he senses God wants in marriages, plus a few comments from the apostle which he makes clear are not from God, but nevertheless are sound advice in line with God's teaching. And now today's action step. For many years we rented various offices for Walk Through the Bible. Each involved a new legal agreement, which had to be signed and honoured. This seriously limited what we could do with these offices and where we could erect shelving and the like. I suppose it was only fair, as we had not spent money to buy and own them. Our landlord owned them. Similarly, those of us who believe in Jesus Christ have been bought, and our bodies therefore no longer belong to us, but God still allows us to use them. So just how can we honour God with our bodies? We have to start with accepting that we all have different bodies, and for some of us, they may not have been looked after very well before we became Christians. However, the Bible clearly reminds us that when we become believers, we have a responsibility to honour God with our bodies because they are no longer ours. However we measure this, are you, am I, honouring God with our body? If not, what has to change? Inevitably, changes will probably impact our eating, exercise, social activity and thought life. If anything results in God not being honoured by your body, then maybe it has to go sooner rather than later, if you are ever to continue to mature in Christ.